Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon, your mindfulness coach. That's me, your mindfulness friend. And I am out for my walk. You can hear whistles and birds and children and horns all around. Oh, it's a beautiful day for a walk and talk. I hope you are getting a chance to go out and walk, and if not, that you are chilling out. Thank you for taking some time today for your own mindfulness, for your own moment, for your own joy, and understanding and being present in your life. I think you'll really like this video if you look at the links below. Our video is Calming Waves. Watch this. You can hear the waves as well as the background music, and you can see the clouds and the morning sun trying to break through. It is beautiful. And the thought that goes with this video and this episode is, ooh, what inspires you? Yes, that is the question. What inspires you? I am literally walking down a hillside right now of buttercups. Little yellow flowers. It's almost like poppies in The Wizard of Oz, but it is yellow buttercups. Wow, this is so beautiful. See what happens when you stop and look around, not just walk through life and be clueless, but be in the moment to see what is around you. And guess what? These yellow flowers are pretty inspirational. I'm feeling very inspired. But what is it that inspires you? Can you go and go out for a walk today, if you're not walking already, and find some inspiration? Find something that makes you happy. Find something that makes you want to get up out of your chair, go outside. Find something that's going to make you motivated. You've been staring at that wall color that you cannot stand. Well, why aren't you changing it? If you don't like it, you've been looking at that picture crooked on the wall for how long now? Why don't you straighten it? I don't even like the picture. Then put a new one up. It is amazing how often we give ourselves excuses and let things go by without any concept that we're just letting it go, when those things are already there ticking at our brains, ticking at us to say, get up and do something. Never thought about it that way. Well, guess what? Start thinking about it that way. Not to the point where you have to be OCD about it, where you have to be obsessive compulsive over the pictures being straight. But again, the idea of, I've been wanting to change that picture. I've been wanting to paint that wall. I've been wanting a new pillow. Well, some of those things are kind of easy to change. And you should, if you can. Stop waiting. We sometimes can be the biggest procrastinators in our own life, just because we just keep thinking. Or the other excuse I hear, I just like to complain. Do you though? Because I don't know many people that want to be around complainers. I'm just saying, we all know them. We all know complainers, but that's just what they are. They are not listening to the signs. They're not listening to the motivation around them. When you hear the bird, can you hear the birds? Don't you want to go find out where they are? Don't you want to just take a look? You know, it's funny when you think about people who watch birds. You often think, well, they must have a lot of time on their hands. Maybe yes, and maybe no. Maybe it's just a way to escape to something so small, so intricate in our life here on Earth. Maybe it's time that we start taking the cues that are around us. For example, I know people who complain, "I'm too fat." Oh, we don't want to hear that, do we? No. Well, then get up and do something about it. Stop putting the donut in your mouth. Go for a walk. But I have, and nothing's changed. Really, though, have you? Again, we give ourselves excuses. Oh, just one bite won't hurt. But it can. The amount of fat that you're putting in there, forget the calories. Calories is energy. It's the amount of fat. Well, yes, we need some fat in our systems, and I'm not telling you that you shouldn't. If you need and have problems with how to eat, I say that you need to seek out a proper dietitian to find out what it is that you need to do better. If you don't know how to start exercising, find yourself a personal trainer. Make friends with one if you can't afford one. Exchange, barter. They're out there. There are people who are willing to help you in exchange for something. And take the opportunity. Stop making excuses and start making the changes you want to make in your life. You are an inspired being. And now it's a matter of starting to take the steps to make it happen. Yes, my friends, it is the year of change for you. It is the year of being better for you. That is why you're here. This is why you're listening. And I haven't said it recently, but you can reach out. I do offer 20 minutes to 30 minutes of free mentoring session for us to talk. And then if you want more, we go from there. But sometimes we need someone to grab our hand and walk with us for a while, to get us onto the right path, to help us learn how to swim, to get us through the darkness, to get us through the next phase. And it's okay to ask for help too, because the inspiration and the fire is within you. It's just getting you to get motivated to figure it out. The cues are all around you. Now what? You're done with the sock. Quit putting it in the drawer. It has holes in it. Same thing with your underwear. Either sew it, repurpose it, or get rid of it. Yeah, I know you're wondering about underwear, aren't you? But I'm telling you, I want you to be motivated. If going to the waterside and watching the waves and seeing the sunrise motivates you, then go do it. If listening to this episode gets you feeling motivated, start from the beginning and listen again. If watching the video makes you feel good and you can take your 1 minute of calm every day, then watch the video. Do the things that are going to inspire you. And then we'll get to your motivation. My friends, I am here to get you to think about things a little differently. I am here to be part of your life's inspiration. Wherever you are on the planet, wherever I am on the planet, you're not alone. I'm hanging out with you right in your ear right now. Yeah, think about that. But I want you to have some inspiration every day. Do little things that make you happy to have a happier, more balanced, emotionally fun life. I'm here along the way. Reach out. I am Avalon. Thank you for joining me on this Walk and Talk with Avalon. Until next time, my friend.